Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your PIX Now update. This just in, police looking for this man suspected of brutally attacking an elderly woman in San Francisco a week ago. He's described as black, in his 30s, about 5 feet 6 inches tall, with a skinny build. Now, last Tuesday, about 6:45 in the morning, an 88-year-old woman was found severely beaten at a park on the 1000 block of Visitation Avenue. Police believe the suspect attacked the woman in the park and then broke into her home across the street and took off. The woman does remain in the hospital. Her injuries are considered life-threatening. Anybody with information on the suspect is urged to call San Francisco police. There's currently a $10,000 reward for an arrest in this case. Police in Vacaville continue to investigate what caused a man to stab two people, then set a house on fire. Officials say 37-year-old Nathaniel Holland stabbed his girlfriend, and when their teenage daughter intervened, he stabbed her as well. Holland then doused the home with gasoline and set it on fire. Three other children were inside, including a 4-year-old girl who was burned before they all escaped. A neighbor who didn't want her face shown on camera was a witness.
I seen a couple people run across, and then I heard a loud boom. I get out of my car and there's children running from the house screaming. I approach the house and the house is on fire and the kids are saying, he stabbed my mom in the neck, he stabbed my mom in the neck.
Holland escaped but was found 4 hours later, less than 2 miles away. When police tried to detain him, they say he stabbed a canine officer. Fairfield police officer then shot him and he died at the hospital overnight. The woman and teenage girl who were stabbed, as well as the 4-year-old girl who was burned, are all expected to survive. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history has now dragged into its 25th day. There's still no end in sight. President Trump says he won't budge on his demand to build a wall along the southern border with Mexico, but Democrats are urging the president to reopen the government before they negotiate on the wall.
Let's reopen government so we can have a mature discussion about border security without holding 800,000 federal workers hostage.
The gridlock in Washington causing gridlock at the nation's airports. Yesterday, there was a 137% increase in sick calls among TSA agents compared to a year ago. The agency had to fly in officers to cover the shifts in Houston as well as Atlanta. Right now, they are all working without pay. Meanwhile, the IRS is recalling 46,000 workers, nearly 60% of its workforce. They will all be forced to work without pay in order to handle tax refunds. And here in the Bay Area, several counties are taking the unusual step of issuing food stamps a month early. That would include San Francisco, Santa Clara, and Contra Costa counties. People in those counties will be able to receive their February CalFresh cards as early as today. Taking a live look inside the hearing room at the U.S. Capitol, where the confirmation hearing for President Trump's nominee for Attorney General is underway. William Barr is in the hot seat answering tough questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Trump chose William Barr to replace Jeff Sessions, who was the frequent target of the president's frustrations with the Russia investigation. Shortly after being sworn in, Barr was pressed about special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Barr reassured the committee his loyalty is to the Constitution.
Do you trust him to be fair to the president and the country as a whole?
Yes.
When his report comes to you, will you share it with us as much as possible?
Consistent with the regulations and the law, yes.
Do you believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt against anybody?
I don't believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt.
Barr is expected to be easily confirmed. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who has been overseeing the investigation, announced he would step down once Barr is confirmed. Crushing defeat for Brexit today. British lawmakers rejected the latest plan by more than 200 votes. With just 10 weeks until the Brexit, members of Parliament crushed Prime Minister Theresa May's latest proposal on the UK split from the EU. Well, now May's going to face a no-confidence vote in her government. Theresa May has until Monday to come up with a new Brexit proposal. Gillette's latest social media campaign going viral today, and it is not about shaving or razors. Instead, the company best known for its products for men is tackling male behavior.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual
harassment.
Toxic harassment.
Masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow?
The video addresses several issues, including sexual harassment and the Me Too movement. It has created both praise and backlash on social media, with some calling for a boycott of Gillette's products. In 48 hours, the ad's been watched by more than 6.5 million times on YouTube. Well, the girl on fire will soon be the master of ceremonies. Singer-songwriter Alicia Keys will host music's biggest night, the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. The announcement came this morning. Keys will be the first woman in 14 years to host the award show. She, herself, is a 15-time Grammy Award winner. The red carpet will roll out in Los Angeles on February 10th, and you can view the star-studded night on KPIX5. We'll be back another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.